Welcome to Unpacked, your TWU Local 505 podcast, where we do the heavy lifting of unpacking workplace issues, contract provisions, and company policies. Kick back and get ready to unpack.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Steve Bronner with the 505. In this episode, we're going to talk with the Western Regional EAP representative, Ms. Faw, and we're going to ask her some general questions, and hopefully these questions will help you understand the program a little bit better and know what's offered to you. This is a life-changing and saving program. So, Ms. Faw, let's start really basic. And what does EAP stand for?
EAP stands for Employee Assistance Program.
And what kind of things can EAP offer assistance with?
They offer assistance with drug and alcohol abuse. Also, they have mental assistance programs for, say, depression, stress, anxiety, all of those things.
Does a member have to be in some sort of trouble at work to use the EAP program?
Absolutely not.
Let's say a member has an accident at work, like maybe hits a plane or something. They know they will test dirty. How is that handled?
First of all, they should go through their shop steward, and then their shop steward will come to me and we'll work together to help out the member.
And how can they get a hold of you?
You can reach me on my EAP email, which is meleanefa local505eap@gmail.com, or you can contact me directly on my cell phone, which is 682-272-2513, which is also on the TWU local app.
Does work need to know why a member is out if they're going in for treatment?
No, it's completely confidential.
If a member has no sick time and uses EAP, can they get paid disability?
Yes, they get short-term disability.
And who pays for EAP?
It comes paid through the insurance, and depending on the program, for example, Blue Cross Blue Shield pays for basically everything through the program you're going through, and Kaiser isn't 100% with the coverage.
One of the questions that a lot of people have asked is, what if a member thinks a coworker needs help with drug or alcohol because they think they come to work high or hungover all the time? What should they do?
First, they should go to their shop steward, and if the shop steward needs assistance, they'll come to me and we'll work something out to get together with the member.
Can work force a member to go into a program?
No.
Is the EAP treatment confidential?
It is 100% confidential.
How does a member reach out for help?
They can go to the TWU local app and they can find my information in there. Or like I said, you can reach out to me on my email or my phone number.
Can the EAP help me with stress because of work issues?
Definitely. We can help with all kinds of issues.
Okay. And in closing, I would like to thank you for being with us. Remember, asking for help is never a sign of weakness. It's one of the bravest things you can do, and it saves your life. The EAP program is a wonderful program that will help you with many issues. Just take the time to find the program that will work for you. Thank you for your time. I hope you have a lovely day.
Hope you found this episode helpful and continue listening to other episodes as we unpack even more topics. Until then, stand strong and stand together.